This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by First United Methodist Church, Maryville, Tennessee. Who will pray for me? Our scripture today is from James chapter 5, verse 16, the King James Version. Confess your faults to one another and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Several decades ago, a song appeared on some of the country music charts that was titled, "Who Will Pray for Me When Mama's Gone?" In the song, the narrator regrets the life that he has lived and confesses that he does not feel worthy enough to get down on his knees and speak to God. No one, we believe, is so far away from God that he or she cannot call upon God and be redeemed. But we certainly can understand that lost feeling. In this instance, the narrator's hope is that someone else, in this case, his mother, can pray effectively for him. But what if his mother is no longer with us? The song's narrator fears that no one will take him up in their prayers. In the passage of scripture that we just read, the writer of the epistle makes the point that prayer should be more than just individuals in communication with God. Prayer should be a communal effort. For that to happen, those who enter into prayer should, if possible, do so as members of a community of faith. We should pray for one another. We should share each other's joys, concerns, and sorrows. Again and again, while he was on earth, Jesus prayed for other people. His example is one that we are admonished to follow. I confess that I do not know how prayer works. What I do know is when I pray for others, the burdens that I carry seem to be lighter and more bearable. The passage of scripture and the old country song raise the questions, who is praying for us and who are we praying for? Dear Lord, we come to you today with thankful hearts that just as we pray for others, there are people in our lives who are praying for us. May our prayers join with those of our family and friends to keep us close to your kingdom. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Jim Stovall.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.